Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Happy! Oh, Stoddy, you need the backstory?
Can you translate that
yes.
for me?
So...
Okay, thank you.
Not Tony Gwynn, Tony Penn.
So Fab...
Okay, go ahead.
Fabby Davis, all right, Mr. Fab, front row Fabby, has so many... He's so talented, Stoddy, he writes verses in a charge artist. So he'll go on his IG. Hey, Stoddy, if you need a verse, anything, 500, 1,000, whatever it is. So... He calls himself, get this, because he's a writer, not Ken Griffey Jr., but Ben Griffey Jr. Ben Griffey. Oh! So not Mark McGuire, he comes with the heat, Spark McGuire. Not Ricky Henderson, Ricky Pinterest. Tell me you love it! Oh my, welcome back, man. Risotto, come on, man. Ricky Pinderson. Oh,
but
Penny Hardaway.
But most artists work off a keyboard now.
No, it's like writing they're not, a song, though, Stoney.
But they do it on a computer.
But you know, come on. How would you know? You ain't been in a... Have you ever been in a studio? Seriously. I used to live in a few.
I haven't been to a studio.
What, you never had friends that were in the business?
I guess
or
I'm sitting in one.
But hey, Frisoto, I'm talking about making a music one.
Steiny spits bars on the daily.
Exactly. No, I haven't.
Okay. But, sounds like it.
But I've seen a lot of documentaries that take place inside studios. Right. Does that count?
Yeah. Speaking of which, have you seen the Cowboy doc?
No.
That everybody's talking about.
No, but I saw a good one last night. Wow.
Why do you watch the ones that don't attain to the job?
I'll bet because I want to get away from the job right. when I'm not
then
here.
They got 10 days.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Which one?
I'll bet you more people have watched the documentary that I will now mention as opposed to the Cowboys documentary.
All right, here we go.
It's called...
Because there's too many sport docs for me right now. The Kingdom, the Celtics, the Cowboys. It's too many for me.
Has anybody seen A Night in Idaho? It's about the multiple
Not the
homicide.
College kids?
Yeah, at the college.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, it's like a four-parter. I drilled it all last night.
No, I'm serious, Donnie.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just really crazy.
So what was up with the dude?
We don't know.
What do you mean? They caught him.
They did, but he doesn't talk. Like, he's never said anything. Nobody knows why it was these.
So the families have lost ones and have no idea.
They have no idea.
Just, oh, my gosh, man.
They have no idea.
That is, yeah, I'm going to check that out.
They don't know if any of these four slain college students ever knew him, ever met him. whether it was just totally random, whether it was.
Did they say what he did? I know you're going to look at those. What did he do for a living?
Well, that's what makes it really fascinating. He was studying like criminal psychology.
Oh boy.
So he was basically studying like serial killers and stuff. And
that's what he ended up being, basically.
Exactly. So.
Oh, Stoddy, I may check that out. You have no idea what service, Netflix?
It's a big one. It's one of the big ones.
All right, I'll check it out.
Amazon Prime or something. How's the Cowboys documentary?
I knew all this stuff.
Is it live right now, or is it, you can watch the whole thing?
You can watch the whole thing, eight episodes.
Okay.
It's everything you knew, but I'll just say this. My biggest takeaway real quick, not to ruin it for you out there, Steiny, is as much as my favorite ball coach of all time is Jimmy Johnson, the former Miami Hurricane coach and Dallas Cowboy coach, I look back now as older man, like he had some thin skin. If he was just had a little thicker skin and knew who Jerry was, even with Jerry's faults, he wouldn't have dipped out of there as fast as he did. That's my biggest takeaway. And Michael Irvin's lucky to be a free man. That's part two.
Oh.
Yeah. Mike!
Should I check it out?
Yeah, you should.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. Evans watched it. Spadoni. Bonte texted me over the weekend, the fire emoji. I'm waiting on a Warrior doc.
There is going to be
The Matt Barnes. That ain't coming.
No, they'll never.
We believe.
No, they're.
What a waste.
I'm pretty sure the Warriors are putting together their own movie.
Hit us up, Matt. Let us know. Get us up.
What do you mean?
The We Believe should have been a doc.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Well, let me see. I think I can figure this out.
But it's not for the Warriors.
Yeah, it is. So I think the Warriors are putting together. It's called First in 40, the story of the 2014-2015 Warriors, episode one.
What?
Yeah.
So this is the beginning, the embryo stages.
Exactly. So I'm just looking at episode one right now.
They got to have when Lacob got booed. Chris Mullin. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, oh, by the way.
You talked to Lacob?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Because I said Lacob, then you said, oh, by the way.
No. But anyway, they're doing a documentary, and I think it's coming from the Warriors in-house staff. It's on the first year.
Ready.
Obviously, they're going to have to get into Curry and his ankles before the championship.
What was it? 4 for 44? Was that the contract signing?
Yeah.
Oh my good. And Risotto, you had some Warrior news today.
Let me.
Is
set
this
it up.
Omaha or are you Matumboing me?
Well, I mean, seven times already today you said I'm doing too much, okay. So I'm just trying. Okay, so
let's test our listeners'
knowledge of 95.7 The Game. Something important happened 9 years ago to this day. 9 years ago to this day, important day for the station. Does anybody know why? And don't say it. We'll see if somebody can get it.
But you know what you did as a teammate to Risotto? What? You took an opportunity from him to shoot a shot.
No, I am not qualified to say it.
Right? No, what I'm saying is you can.
What?
You'll give us the answer
after
some people guess incorrectly, is what I'm saying.
All right. Dude, I can't wait for that. Dude, Clay.
You lived it. Who, like, what?
David Lee, I would love refresher course on that.
I can give it to you.
Was he mad?
I was disappointed, but...
And he came to the lucky break and cheered us on.
But David Lee, at that point in his career, thought, you know what? If I yield my starting spot, it'll be good for the team and it'll be good for my reputation.
And it was the birth of Saginaw's finest, honey. Traymond Green, who knew? Were you skeptical? Like, when did you know Dre was different as a player?
Well, I remember saying...
Seriously.
I remember saying that... when he first started playing, you know, he was playing 15, 18 minutes a game.
Right.
And I was thinking, I wonder what happens when he gets bumped up to 30 minutes a game. Will he be a better player or be a worse player?
Were you leaning one way or the other?
I was leaning worse.
Wow, Steiny.
Yeah.
Damn, Day-Day. That's interesting, man. And look what he is now.
But that's, you know.
A future Hall of Famer, man, with four chips and counting.
Here's the other thing, though. It's like when Draymond Green started playing, it's not like half the world said, this is going to be one of the greatest defenders of all time.
No.
It's like,
that's the beauty of it.
Nobody knew
that's
that.
That's the beauty of it.
And here it is. And also 14 years later, you know, he's still can't shoot. Still can't shoot.
So you coming back from vacation with that, huh?
But did something change while I was gone?
Yeah,
but
dude, you don't say that. You say he was still top three in DPOY.
Right, but his three-point shooting has never improved. But, yeah. It's just never improved.
Dude, first half of last year, he was money.
Yeah, and he ended up at 31%.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to.
There's E.
So anybody we know? Let me it. See. Anybody know yet what happened 9 years ago today? Yeah, that's right.
Somebody got it. Well, you got to call in.
Shane in San Francisco got the Warriors broadcasting contract. That's right. Nine years ago today.
I wanted you to test Evan, see if he probably knew.
Well, he doesn't have his headphones on.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to tell the people what, you know what I mean?
You know that the station had a nine-year anniversary today, is having a nine-year anniversary. Do you know what for?
Well, you just said it.
I didn't think his headphones were on.
Like it means something when Evan and those youngsters don't know. When you don't know, I'm like, okay.
Well, I didn't know before you said it.
Okay. All right. See, that's honesty.
Well, my question now becomes, were we doing a two-man show at the time?
No, we weren't. Who was
trying to glom off us at that time?
It was Joe Lowe and Dibs, I believe. Dibs will have it. He'll know
yeah,
the
I'm
whole
sure
order.
Will have the,
and I think you were afternoon with O'Connell.
No, not in 16. He was gone by he's gone by 3 years at that point. What's a bigger issue, Goo? Jake Moody or Juwan Jennings?
It's not even close. Jennings.
Oh.
Did you see what he put on his IG? I got to be careful here.
Yeah, you really do. What did he put on his IG?
I should be as skinny as Evan, the amount of victory laps that I take. But you remember last year when Ayuk was doing his deal and Jennings put something on his social, his IG, and it was sort of like some people have an inflated ego of themselves. And then it got back to him and it wasn't about Ayuk. But he went up basically saying he's tired of being pushed around and people not taking him for granted. That's how I took, taking him for granted. Stoney, this is a mess. I love Ricky Pearsall. I like Robinson. But you're going to be Claude Rains the first 3 weeks of the season. That's the original Invisible Man. And I don't know if you got enough in the passing game for Brock to have action. Or you guys go 2-1 or 3-0. So I'm asking you, why didn't they see this coming? Or did they? They don't give a damn and they're not budging. Now we saw, again, news out of the nation's capital. McLaurin got his chicken.
That's
irrelevant. He's a better receiver than Juwan Jennings, but I don't care about that. Stoney, why are people here in the Bay acting like Juwan Jennings does not matter?
Oh, he's a three, he's a four.
He kept your playoffs alive Green Bay.
This is what you do, and I haven't been around for a while, but thanks for reminding me. It's what you do.
What? Bring the passion.
Everybody is not saying they don't need Juwan Jennings. Everybody's not saying that.
But they're acting
they're balancing how much he's worth. And the reality of the situation is he's due to make $7.5 million. He wants more money. They haven't given it to him yet. I don't know if they will or not.
We're days away, bud, from the week one opener at Seattle.
Here's where I'm thinking. Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking is you got Robinson. What's his suspension?
It looks like the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, he's so good. I'm not paying. I hate to say this, but I'm not paying Juwan Jennings a lot of money to be our best receiver for 6 games. And that's the way I'm looking at it.
Oh, so you're looking at it, Robinson's made him expendable?
Not expendable, but Robinson will play. Ayuk likely will play.
Well, be careful there though, Stoney.
Well, okay, if he misses his second straight year, then there's a bigger issue there. But you can't give a guy a deal because of circumstances.
No, I guess
But here's the other thing. Yeah, you can disagree all you want, but up until right now, the 49ers look like they agree with the people saying you can't pay him $15 to $20 million.
Okay, with that said, have you missed another opportunity to possibly shop him? How long did you know that there was a threshold to where he was asking for too much. Stoudy, I just know he's a veteran. He's got strong hands. He's a tough SOB across the middle, and he can hang on to the ball. You telling me after you gave Brock those M's, I know it don't kick into next year, bottom line, he's a made man. Why would you not have a target like that out there for Brock? And again, the one component we don't have, and Evan and I kicked this around like Pele in a soccer game in his prime, Steiny. How much do you think he's asking for to where it's just like, it's ridiculous. I'm going Don Rinkles. It's ridiculous.
We don't know any of the numbers. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I would say it this way.
Give it to me.
Is that I think if we're acknowledging that the 49ers are in the middle of a reset, and we're acknowledging that they're making decisions on who's here for the future and who's not.
Okay.
And they love Warner, and they love Purdy, and they love Kittle, and those guys got it. Okay? They're not giving it to Juwan Jennings. Because
it's a smaller version than that.
Hmm?
It's a smaller version. He's not getting that type of money.
But what I'm saying is this. If there's not an urgency to win the Super Bowl this year, which there is not, because that's what the 49er coach has been saying and their front office, then I'm not letting Juwan Jennings hold me up because we're not going to be full strength for 6 weeks. You just signed Brock Purdy to a 5-year deal. He's going to be the quarterback here for the next 5 years. So the fact that he's going to maybe miss Jennings because Jennings isn't here for the first 3 to 6 weeks, you know what? I feel like the 49ers are making a statement now that they're just making hard decisions on who they think they want to be here and who they don't. And they're not going to pay Juwan Jennings for being a number one receiver for 5 weeks when the stakes this season and people are not going to like it are lower than in the last 3 or 4 years.
Now, I hear you.
And I also don't believe Juwan Jennings is the difference between 6-11 and 10-7. I just don't.
Well, hey, you express how you feel, Snotty, and I'll just say this. Forget the number. If he's a number one, two, or three, when he was the three, he still can't help keep your season alive. So I'm just telling you the essence of sports. I don't got to give you the definition, but to me is you never know when it's your time. And you talked about that Warrior when they won the Warriors. They won their first one. That came out of nowhere. Yeah, they'd been trending upward, but that shocked the world. So, again, there's nothing better than talent, Steiny, but more talent. And I believe Juwan Jennings, until we're notified of what number he's asking, I just feel like after winning 6 games, and if you're right, this is a soft reset, okay, what's that mean? 8 wins, 10 wins, you one round and you're out, but I just would love to know what he's asking for to where they feel like he couldn't help them win a game. Like, big third and Juwan.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. How long is the Robinson contract? Do we know offhand? Of course we do. It's probably a couple years. So this is where I think the 49ers are coming from. And I think you look at it as incredible urgency, but the reality of the situation is when the 49ers look at their receiving core in week 10 – what they want it to be is Ayuk 1, Pearsall 2, Robinson 3. So yeah, Jennings,
2 years,
Jennings asking for 15 ain't going to happen because the best case scenario, right, everybody, is that Jennings goes back to being a 3/4 after week 10. And you know what? If he doesn't, which would mean that Ayuk's still not great.
And that's where I'm
concerned.
Okay,
your season's shot anyway at that point. Mm. And at that point, now you have Jennings under contract for another couple years, but your guys are probably going to be getting healthy. I mean, I think...
We haven't mentioned Jacob Cowings and all these youngsters that are, that are banged up, that if the Niners are banking on, hey, we ain't missing too much from Jennings. But I'll just tell you this, partner. Last year I understood what Ayuk... and the CD Lambs of the world. But man, I just thought this would be rectified or we would have some idea. And again, I'm talking to you on this morning, Monday morning, and Stoney, I don't know if he's hurt, but that IG post tells me this is more about the chicken.
I'm sure it is about the chicken.
And feelings.
He's a third receiver. I love him. I think he's I think he's probably their toughest receiver.
But do you love him, Stoney, though?
He's the third receiver. I mean, like, that's the thing.
But not anymore.
Yes, he is. He's going to be the third receiver in week six. Mm. You've already said, and again.
But what if you're 2-4 in week six because your passing game is raggedy?
Okay. Well, then you get Ayuk back and you got to get better.
That don't sound like love. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know he's a talent, but again, if he's asking for something, the Don Wrinkle's ridiculous.
You know he got a contract last year.
I get it.
Last year he got a contract.
I get it.
And the other thing is
Evan and I talked about it real quick. We said we'd do the same. This is his last opportunity with leverage. You feel leverage. The Niners may be like, nah, this ain't it.
I don't think he has leverage. Mm. I really don't.
And the actions would say you're correct right now from the team.
And again, the more I think about it is, in a best case scenario, week 7 or 8, your receivers are Ayuk, Pearsall, and Robinson. I mean, like, that's why you can't pay him between 15 and 20 million. I mean, I don't think. But 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you think the 49ers are handling the Juwan Jennings situation? Or how do you think Juwan Jennings is handling the Juwan Jennings situation, quite frankly? To me, the longer it goes, it is more of an indication that the 49ers are uncomfortable doing this, because I think we see it for what it is. I don't know if it's a great leverage play, but it is a leverage play because they've got receivers who are hurt.
But it only works, it's only a leverage play if it works, Donnie.
Exactly.
If it doesn't work, then it's like, man, ouch.
And here's the other, what's he going to do?
Man. If you look at his career, and I'm a regular, you and I are regular civilians, but if you look at his career earnings, I don't think he's in a position to sit out and miss game.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Checks, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know whether he'll do that or not. Can you imagine paying Juwan Jennings and then you don't have a great year? And then now we come back next year and they've got four receivers. Nobody's going to be happy.
But, Stoney, I look at it just a bit differently.
You can't pay four receivers.
Okay, I got you. But I'm saying this to you in the masses. There's one thing not having a good season, But if I knew it wasn't because of my receiving core, that's something we could check off the list of where we need to improve. That's all I'm saying. But you look at it as if everything's raggedy around and the receivers are a bright spot, and that's the beautiful thing of watching football. You can tell where teams lacking at and where they excel. So to me, I want him out there for Pearsall to learn from him, and with DeMarcus Robinson and Kittle, and now you got B-Rob and McCaffrey, you could talk about this offense not being pedestrian at all. So again, the million-dollar question, and we don't have the info right now, is how much is he asking for? But it looks like he's asking for more than they're willing to give him.
That's the way it seems to me. I mean, if you're a 49er fan, do you just pay Juwan Jennings?
Just pay.
I mean, I can't do it. I can't. Not this year. Not this year. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Mike Singletary.
But again, we'll see. We'll see. And again, if
it's a game of chicken right now, who's going to, you know?
See, and that's where I wonder if there really is a game of chicken, or if the 49ers front office hasn't just said to themselves, look, we like Jennings, but we know who he is, and we can't give him this money. And not only that, we're going to get Robinson back in 3 weeks. If Ayuk's on schedule, we're going to get him midway through the season. And for all you people out there that are saying, well, what if they're 3-5? Guess what? Twice during this run, they've gone to the playoffs after they've had bad starts.
Yeah,
so if they go 2-4 or 3-4, but they're starting to get healthy, they still have a shot at it. So I also don't think, well, if they don't have Jennings, the whole season's going to be down the tube. No, it won't. They'll just be playing without Juwan Jennings the first 3 weeks of the season. Mm. And then they'll get back Robinson. So 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you think the 49ers are handling the Juwan Jennings situation, ladies and gentlemen? And
a lot of people calling them greedy, Stoney.
Or do you blame Juwan Jennings? Mm. Hey, it's the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit, and it's happening on Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. That's right. We're doing the 49ers Summit down in Santa Clara at King's Fish House. Willard and Dibbs, they will be live from 2 to 4, and then the summit, a summit with all the hosts, that's from 4 to 6. Come out and hang with us as we get you ready for the football season. Great food, great place, and your chance to hang out with all the hosts. Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang bang. Mm-hmm. You can also experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for the fans. Segment also brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.